The new documentary, Capturing the Freedmans, is the story of a family torn apart by charges of pedophilia and child molestation. The movie, directed by Andrew Jarecki, mixes contemporary interviews with home videos made by one of the sons during the family's ordeal. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Capturing the Freedmans is a grim documentary about a family coming apart from forces on the inside and the outside. It made me feel depressed and angry and even unclean, which happens sometimes when you turn the full force of your curiosity on someone else's dirty laundry. A few years ago, filmmaker Andrew Jarecki, who founded MoviePhone so he had a couple of bucks to play with, set out to make a documentary about one of New York's most popular children's party entertainers, a clown called Silly Billy. As it happens, Silly Billy entertained at my daughter's third birthday 2 years ago, and I'm still in awe of the way he held the attention of 25 2- and 3-year-olds. But there was something peculiar about him, a sort of haunted sourness. He's the sort of guy you look at and think, what's this clown's story? As Jarecki discovered, to his surprise, it's a beaut. Silly Billy's name is David Friedman. He grew up in affluent Great Neck, Long Island, and his father, Arnold, and his younger brother, Jesse, pleaded guilty in the late 80s to sexually molesting young boys who'd come to their home for computer lessons. And after the arrests, David Friedman bought a video camera and taped his family's tortured interactions while their home was under siege. Here's a snatch from one of those tapes after the father, Arnold, has returned under house arrest to prepare for the upcoming trial. You can hear the aggression of David toward his mother, whom he accuses of disloyalty toward his beloved dad.
Mommy believes you did it, and she believes you should go to jail, and she believes that she deserves everything that's left, and you shouldn't have any part of it. You have to hire another lawyer? All this woman does is hire lawyers. I honestly have to tell you, anything that she decides, I can't trust. She runs out. Arnie, they don't trust me. Well, we don't trust her. We lived with her for two months while you were in jail, and we learned not to trust her.
David had just gotten a video camera when this case broke, and so he just started recording the family falling apart.
The last voice was Debbie Nathans, a journalist who has devoted her career to chronicling suspicious cases of trumped-up sexual abuse of children, with an emphasis on the area of recovered memories. She helped expose the injustice done to the McMartins in Los Angeles, and her presence here is a clue that the case against the Friedmans might not be all the prosecution said it was. But what was it? Capturing the Friedmans is a little coy, delivering its information in teasing dribs and drabs. What is not in dispute is that Arnold Friedman was a pedophile. He had a stack of magazines depicting young boys having sex. It was one of them, on its way from Denmark, that brought him under government scrutiny in the first place. And in a letter to Nathan, he admits to having once molested two boys near the family's summer cottage. What he says he didn't do is molest any kids in Great Neck. And his son, Jesse, he maintains, had no part in anything. This makes Arnold an extraordinary figure for a documentary, a man who has sinned in his own eyes, guilty of one act, but possibly not of the crime that devours his family. The prosecutors see the Friedmans as insanely dysfunctional, but to me, they look all too human. Their home movies plunge you into the middle of something you have no right to see, exchanges that are cruel and damning, yet exonerating, too. According to the same Debbie Nathan, writing in a recent Village Voice, Jarecki left out some interviews that would have strengthened the case against the police and the family's accusers, apparently so that the film would not be viewed as an anti-prosecutorial tract in the manner of, well, a Debbie Nathan piece. But I found the case against the prosecution more devastating for being undersold. And there is at least one scene in Capturing the Friedmans that still eats at me. The morning of Jesse's sentencing, prosecutors watched from their windows as his brothers videotaped him outside the courthouse. Prosecutors described his clowning as arrogant and mocking. It confirmed for them that he was indeed a depraved sociopath. But the tape, which we subsequently see, suggests the opposite exactly. It shows a young man in a hopeless situation, resigned to his fate, yet acting out his rage and his fear in a kind of heartrending ballet. Suddenly, the impulse of David Friedman to buy that video camera and record the death of his family for posterity makes brilliant sense. You might feel like a voyeur watching Capturing the Freedmans, but the circus it depicts is like nothing you've seen in a documentary before. It's Silly Billy's long day's journey into night.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.